Thanks to social media, serves me right, everyone had an opinion about my leaving the office at 5:30. I got flowers with an anonymous thank you note. Mike Callahan, Yahoo's general counsel at the time, told me that several of the more senior women in his legal department said my admission struck a chord and they were going to follow my example. Author Ken Auletta said that I could not have gotten more headlines if I had murdered someone with an axe. While I was glad to jumpstart the discussion, all the attention gave me this weird feeling that someone was going to object and fire me. I had to reassure myself that this was absurd. Still, the clamor made me realize how incredibly hard it would be for someone in a less senior position to ask for or admit to this schedule. We have a long way to go before flex time is accepted in most workplaces. It will only happen if we keep raising the issue. The discussions may be difficult, but the positives are many. We cannot change what we are unaware of, and once we are aware, we cannot help but change. Even a well-established institution like Harvard Business School, HBS, can evolve rapidly when issues are addressed head-on. Historically at HBS, American male students have academically outperformed both female and international students.